On our program at Transformations, we do eat according to the glycemic food index. Now, this is a safe and healthy way for you to eat for your entire life. We don't diet here. We teach you a lifestyle. The way you learn to eat, you can eat like this forever. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's not just what you eat, but when you eat it, how much of it you eat, and what you've eaten it with. If we're eating too much of one food group, like, for example, patients come to me sometimes and I'm talking about the vegetable page and I give them measurements and they're like, oh, well, I thought that if it's green salad, I can just have all the green salad I want because, you know, there's no calories in that. Dr. Parsons at Forest City has a great example for this. Think about cows. What do cows eat?
They eat grass.
They eat grass. But they're really, really fat, aren't they? It's because they eat a whole lot of grass. So it doesn't matter what you ate. If you eat too much of it, the body doesn't know what to do with it. That's why we have certain food group combinations at each meal. We're giving the body exactly what it needs at exactly that time of day. Because a huge salad, a huge steak, a huge bowl of pasta, regardless of what it started out as, the body takes what it needs and the rest is fat. So in the end, it's all going to the same place, which is not the places we want it to go. We want it to just get burned. So eating glycemically sets you up for success. Each food group pushes you to the next food group so that metabolism can keep going and going all the way through. So you can burn fat while you're sitting, you can burn fat while you're sleeping, because you never turned your body off.
One of my personal favorite parts of the food mm-hmm. program is the fact that you get all of your major food groups. This
yes.
is not a food program where you're depriving yourself of any one particular kind of food.
Mm-hmm.
Those fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, lean meats, mm-hmm. fat-free dairies, and complex carbohydrates. I love pasta, and I don't think I would ever have been able to do a weight loss program where you weren't able to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you can still have all those things that you like, you may need to change your course of thinking and preparation method and maybe the condiments and things that you would like to have on it.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, in the end, it's nice to know that you don't have to cut out any one particular food group.
Yes.
So you are still able to feel really satisfied at the end, and you visually have a nice
balance.
Meal.
Yeah, nice
because
balance.
Because you eat with so much more than just your mouth. You eat with your eyes, too. So it's important to be able to see visually that you're getting all of those traditional mm-hmm. items in one meal.
Absolutely. And carbohydrates really are a very important food group. And a lot of diets out there, not that diets don't work, but they're short term. It's not something you can really do forever. And when you get off a diet, sometimes you've done more damage than good because, for example, any diet where there's low carb,
Or no carb.
Your body needs carbohydrates. They're actually your energy source. It's one of the best food groups for burning fat because it provides you with that energy. It makes you full. Full girl equals happy girl. So once they have gone long periods of time, we have no carbohydrates. The body is starving for them. Then you get to your goal weight, you're all happy, you celebrate, and you have pasta. Well, what's going to happen?
Or potatoes.
Or bread. That fat cell, first of all, it takes about 6 weeks for it to flatten down, so it's probably still open from your diet. Your pasta is like, hello, nice to see you. Well, your body hasn't seen pasta in so long. It's like, oh, please, come to my house. Come hang out with me. And it sucks it in, and it doesn't let go. And then it grabs every other carb that you come into, and it never burns them. Because it's been starving for so long for carbohydrates, it's afraid to let any of them go. So now we've put the weight back on, sometimes even more weight than what we started. Had we been eating carbs all along, the body doesn't feel like you're missing out. So it'll just burn up what you're giving it because it knows there's always more food. You want to be like, I won the food lottery, okay? When your body knows there's always more, who's caring about a savings account if you win the lottery? If your food is coming in consistently, there is no storage of fat.
Mm-hmm.
There's just spend. And then you get to go shopping because none of your clothes fit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, to not segue into talking about products, but anytime mm-hmm. that we have patients that have maybe been on some of those other diets that don't allow you to intake complex carbohydrates or any form of carbs, that's one of the biggest things about
mm-hmm.
the carbohydrate inhibitor that I really like to yeah. recommend for those patients, because if you have stayed away from carbs for so long that you're actually fearful of consuming them, that's when the carbohydrate inhibitor is going to be an excellent choice to add to their weight loss regimen, because it'll help the body to gradually figure out how to reabsorb mm-hmm. those complex carbohydrates and utilize them for that energy source, but yet it'll help to block the body from absorbing anywhere from 40 to 80% of those excess carbs mm-hmm. from being stored as fat. So if you've put your body on a long complex carbohydrate hibernation, mm-hmm. then maybe going ahead and adding the carbohydrate inhibitor to your regular regimen would be really beneficial for you. So that way your body will start to reabsorb the carbohydrates the way that it should, so it can utilize them for those great energy sources.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember with carbohydrates, they get a bad name because there are two types. There's the simple carbohydrates and the complex. Now, we keep referring to complex carbohydrates. That's because those are the good ones, mm-hmm. whereas the simple are the bad ones. Simple carbohydrates are refined sugars. It's what you find in cake and white bread and those types of things. Simple sugars, once they get inside your body, they actually convert straight into fat because they're sugar. Complex carbohydrates convert into glucose, which then becomes glycogen. Glycogen is what our muscles, our brain, what our body uses for energy throughout the day. So adding in carbohydrates can be dangerous if you're looking at the simple kind. But if you're concentrating on those whole grains, the wheat, the rye, the sourdough, the whole grains, the brown pastas, the brown rices, all of these come in and your body actually will utilize them for more energy, and then you feel awesome, you feel full, and your metabolic rate is pushing you through the day.
And then your weight loss success is good as well. So
absolutely.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, all across the board.